Well, there's something going on this Tuesday, Craig. Usually a Tuesday. Is a Tuesday a night of fun? I don't know. A day of fun? There's something going on. It's the 81st annual meeting of Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, Tuesday, July 18th at the Lorain County Fairgrounds. Here to talk about it from LMRE is Terry Mazzoni. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig.
Hello there.
So Tuesday, this is a fun 81st. So obviously been going strong for those years, and I guess maybe this kind of meeting has morphed over the years, I suppose, to really talk to the members of what's going on, but also I guess it's for the members and the families too, right?
That's right. About 4 or 5 years ago, we decided to see what we could do for the children of our members, and it did morph into a family fun day with bounce houses and a petting zoo. COSI is going to have some of their exhibit spots there, and we got a reptile show, so we got a lot of things for kids to do, and we got and of course our electric safety demonstrations with the big safety trailer, and we light things up and still talk about how to be careful around electricity, things we need to all be aware of.
So Terry, amidst all the fun, what will some of the grown-ups be doing during the day?
Well, the neat and innovative thing that's going to happen is just last week we energized our 226 panel solar array, and it's located behind the cooperative's headquarters in Wellington Township, and our members are going to be able to buy the energy output of those 226 panels. And we're going to unveil that program next week at the annual meeting with two informative presentations, one at 2 and one at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Then we'll have that videoed, and then we'll put the entire presentation up online for those who can't make it there in the middle of the day.
When you say purchase that electricity, is it affordable?
It is affordable. It's going to be able to be sold at 10 cents a kilowatt hour, and which is below the average rate in Ohio. And then they're going to be able to buy up the output of up to 5 panels for as much as 20 years if they want it.
Got to the point now where they've actually, you say that they've got them installed, they're starting to operate, they're working like that. How long was that process, and what was the, the idea behind it? Always keeping up on what the latest technology is for energy?
Well, that's exactly right, but this is done through our generation and transmission cooperative, Buckeye Power. We've got 23 solar sites now across Ohio at many of the cooperatives across Ohio. So this is we got about 2 megawatts of solar power installed across Ohio in the cooperative network now. And we have another cooperative that we operate in Seneca County, and we've got about 2/3 of those panels sold already. So there is interest among members to do this, and then they don't have to be the ones putting up the solar panels on the roof, dealing with installation and insurance issues and things like that. So this is just an innovative way of allowing people to enter the world of renewable energy.
Well, that's a key thing. Anytime anybody talks about energy, they look at renewable energy. Still issues going on with coal-produced energy. Where do things stand right now related to how Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative gets the energy and any regulations that might be coming down the line?
Well, the Clean Power Plan is right now. It's on hold through the Supreme Court. They put a stay on it, but then President Trump also put a halt to things too. So we're not sure where things are going to be going. We're sort of glad. We were really concerned about the affordability and reliability of energy here in the United States due to the Clean Power Plan. We've invested over $1 billion in our power plant to reduce sulfur dioxide, nitrous oxide, mercury at our coal plant down in Ohio. So it's one of the cleanest burning plants in the world, not just the country, in the world. And that's down in at the Cardinal Generating Station in Brilliant, Ohio, near Steubenville. That's where we get most of our power from.
We're talking today with Terry Mazzoni of Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative. Their annual meeting is going on. It's kind of a mix of a fun day for kids, a lot of things going on. I'm looking at things like a safety demonstration of LMRE linemen. I would be interested in seeing that because, you know.
Well, we're going to be bringing that around to, like, first responders. Those are the ones who really need to see this. We don't need people getting hurt on emergency scenes. The people already may have been hurt on an emergency scene, and we're going to be running this around to first responders for the troopers and the sheriff deputies and the firefighters, EMTs, things of that sort.
Well, obviously, electricity always has a danger component to it, and it's the job of those guys to keep it safe and just to, as you say, educate not only the members but just the public as well about what they need to watch out for.
Yeah, it really depicts an entire street scene with wires and transformers and everything, and we shared this with three electric cooperatives, the one in North Central that we also operate, Firelands Electric in New London, and then Lorraine Medina here in Wellington. So the three of us share this safety trailer, and we move it around among the three cooperatives, and we go to schools and, of course, first responders. So one of the things I did want to mention in the limited time is the voting for the trustees for LMRE members ends today at noon. And so members can go on our line on our website at lmre.org, and vote. And that is open today until 11:59 a.m. They got three trustee races going on. One's contested, and then there's three code of regulation amendments. Everything is out there for people to review. They got everything in the mail last month, but today is the last day to vote.
Okay, and of course, Tuesday again, July 18th at the Lorraine County Fairgrounds. What time does the thing start for your annual meeting?
We kick things off at 1 o'clock with Family Fun Day and dinner served. Big Dog Catering is back in business and through his daughter Megan, and they're going to start serving food right around 4 o'clock. So it's open to LMRE members. Hope to see many people out. It'll draw 2,000 to 2,500 people.
Sounds good.
Well, yeah.
Looks like it'll be a nice event going out there again. It's the 81st annual meeting for the Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative. Terry Mazzoni, our guest this morning. Terry, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks.